Self-trust mindset. Your mindset can improve your confidence. How many times have you declined an opportunity because you believed you don't have what it takes? Do you back out because you're afraid you can't do a great job? You're scared to disappoint and not meet expectations. What you need is probably not the skills or expertise to do well in that opportunity, it's a self-trust mindset. If your frame of mind is that you can do it, then yes, you are probably right. So shift your mindset, change how you act and respond to situations, and see the change in the results you get. Here are some tips on how you can develop a self-trust mindset and improve your confidence. Stop comparing yourself with others. Life is not a race. Your friend may already have bought their own house. Your college buddy may already have been promoted to a top executive position. And here you are, thinking about what to do next in your life. If you continue to look at what others have already achieved compared to yours, it will often make you feel bad and crush your self-confidence. So, the first step toward improving your confidence is to stop envying your neighbor's possessions or status. You don't know what they've been through to reach their current place. Focus on yourself. You are not in a competition with anyone else. If you are to look at anyone, make sure that what you get are inspiration and motivation. Learn from their successes, and believe that you can do that too in your own time. Practice positive affirmations. Evaluate your thoughts and the words that you say to yourself every day. If it's full of can't, won't, nope, and so on, start to change your script. Practice positive self-affirmations instead, which will boost your self-trust. Affirmations are auto-suggestions. If you practice positive thought patterns repeatedly, it changes the patterns in your brain. As a result, you see more of the positive things, rather than self-defeating thoughts. Take action and dive in. Some say that before you make a decision, you think about it 7 times. That means you have to think about it thoroughly and deeply. However, in many cases, what you need is not deep contemplation, but to take action. Overthinking can lead to self-doubts. So, sometimes, you only have to do more and dive in. Face your fears and take the first step. You don't have to do grand things at once. One small step toward something you've never done before can make all the difference. Self-confidence happens when you finally put yourself out there. Expect to fall occasionally. Ask anyone successful about their journey to the top, and you'll probably hear stories of failures. Know that you will also make mistakes, tumble, and even fall down. That's part of the journey. What's important is how you treat your failures as learning opportunities. As you accept that obstacles are inevitable, you minimize your fears, and you learn to trust yourself. Do you know that even when you fall, your desire to achieve your goals will push you back up again? Set goals and plan your steps. Goals are important, so that you know where you're going, and what is the meaning of all that you are doing. Otherwise, you will wander aimlessly. So, identify your goals and list down the steps that you must take to achieve them. You can also plan what you're going to do next once you've attained your finish line. It is in being prepared that you will feel more confident. It's like walking in a room filled with an audience waiting for your presentation. If you're prepared, you can trust yourself that you can perform well because you know what you're going to do. Developing your self-confidence starts with establishing the mindset of self-trust. It takes deliberate and conscious efforts to know yourself, weaknesses, strengths, and personality. Practice positive affirmations and stop the negative self-talk. Challenge yourself to do the things you've never done before, and you'll see the results you thought you'll never ever see.